Our president is openly operating in a different reality. We think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So now here again is Planet Push Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God's got a memo for you. Repent!
Oh, yeah, I'll get right on that one. So I guess, so I guess you're getting a little worried about the Downing Street memo, huh?
Never heard of it. I guess I didn't get the memo.
Yes, you have to have heard of it, my friend. That's the leaked memo from the British intelligence that says the Bush administration planned to launch a war in Iraq and then rigged a case to justify it. Heard of it now, mister?
Oh, yes, of course, Mark. I've heard of it.
Okay.
But it's just more polite to try to avoid unpleasant subjects whenever possible.
Well, yeah, of
clearly,
course. Yeah, of course.
No one ever taught you that. I can just imagine your upbringing. Go ahead, Mark. Just stick your little arm right in that hornet's nest and see what happens.
I think you just did you just take a shot at my parents? I think you did. You're the one in the hornet's nest this time, Lawton. The Downing Street memo's got teeth, my friend.
You know, old Jimmy Sensenbrenner had the right idea. When y'all start talking crazy, he just kicked y'all out of the Capitol and turned off your
mind. Oh, man.
Kind of hard to get your message out that way, isn't it? Hey, speak up, liberal. I can't hear you.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Listen,
no
listen to this. Yeah, it's hilarious. Hilarious. Listen to this, my friend. From Britain's intelligence chief, quote, Bush wanted to remove Saddam through military action justified by the conjunction of terrorism and weapons of mass destruction, but the intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy, end quote.
Ooh, very dramatic, Mr. Lloyd Webber. I'm glad you brought your civics homework, Mark.
All right.
Because I brought a few documents of my own.
I can't wait.
I have here in my hand a copy of the Peachtree Street Memo.
The Peachtree Street Memo. What's that,
Lawton? Yes, that's a highly classified document leaked to me, Lawton Smalls, that proves beyond the shadow of a doubt that Hillary Clinton and Barbara Boxer participated in a plot to bulldoze all of America's churches and build huge ecstasy discos for lesbian on-demand abortionists. I got it.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah, that's really the same. That's the important Peachtree Street memo.
Okay, here's another one.
Oh,
I also
come
have
on.
The explosive Ronald Reagan cul-de-sac memo here in my hand.
Where's that?
That's the street I live on, Mark.
Oh, right. You know,
and this memo says that Howard Dean and Osama bin Laden teamed up to sell half of all the marijuana peddled in America's elementary schools.
Come on,
it's
man.
A cartel. A big chunk of that money goes right here to Air American Radio.
Oh, stop
your
it.
Salary, Mark Merritt.
Oh, come on.
Paid from poison stone children.
No, Lawton, you made
stone children pay your bills.
You made up both of those memos, didn't you, Lawton? You just made them up.
Yes, I did. And so did those folks with their Downing Street memo.
No, they didn't.
Same thing. All you need is some stationery and a PC and just talk like it's the truth, and boom, you got yourself a smoking gun.
No,
well,
come on.
Your pistol's made out of black licorice.
My friend, this story's gaining serious traction, Lawton. You can't just wish it away. We're coming to a tipping point, and soon, buddy.
Oh, thank you, Malcolm Gladwell.
All right.
But it's going to be you that's tipping over, buddy, not George W. Two-Terms Mandate Bush. The Democrats are the leaning tower of Pisa right now, and you are chained to the back end of my pickup truck. We'll see who's got traction.
Hey, listen to me, Mr. Smalls. Bush could be impeached over this, Lawton. This memo's going to haunt him for the rest of his term, just like Nixon, another corrupt Republican going down from his own arrogance. You know it's going to happen, and you're not going to be able to spin your way out of it. Just like Watergate, Lawton. Just like Watergate, my friend. Yeah, all right. Go ahead and cry, you little baby.
Me and the neighborhood kids would gather in the backyard and play Watergate.
Oh, no.
I always wanted to be Haldeman or G. Gordon Liddy or Ehrlich Bender, one of the cool guys. But then make me be Dean.
No.
I was so sad when Nixon resigned.
Oh, God.
That same thing is going to happen to Bush one of these days. I know it. Bush is 10 times worse than Nixon. 10 times worse.
Okay.
Richard Nixon was a freaking saint compared to him.
Okay, buddy. Take it easy. Take it easy, man. All right, I understand. Way Watergate when he was a kid.
I bet you played.
I didn't play.
You were Sirico, were you?
Yes, I was. Pull it together, man. Pull it together, buddy. Oh, my God. What is this, alien? All right.
It's not alien.
You all right?
Anybody can have a memo.
Oh, no.
Here's a memo from me to you, Mark. Stop your obstructionist whining and get on board the search train, pal. It's going away without you.
Goodbye, Lawton.
God loves you. Deal with it.
No.
Please.
All right. I'm trying. I'm a dream, you know.